Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution that may help relieve long wait times for individuals traveling South Spruce Street that either already have passes purchased or local traffic not in need of purchasing a pass during the busy fishing season. A reallocation of funds within the Municipal Roadway Improvements Capital Project Fund will allow the Public Works Department, in coordination with the Parks and Rec Department, to install a new bypass lane on Spruce Street near the ball fields to improve the flow of traffic during the personal use fishery. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank explains the problem on South Spruce Street.
So on South Spruce Street, this is the street that goes by the city's Little League baseball fields down to the beach. When it comes time for the personal use fishery, we establish our fee shacks just at the south end of the baseball fields there. And what we do experience on occasion when we get a real influx of participants is we get cars backing up all the way down Spruce Street. We actually split that road into three lanes at that point with cones, trying to provide more storage, but we still end up in situations where we have traffic backing out on the spur highway, which is very problematic and very unsafe. So in an effort, also considering the activity with the Boys and Girls Club purchase of the care center and realizing that likely to be more traffic on the street in the future, the choice was to try to create a bypass lane to allow either traffic not participating in the fishery to bypass the shacks or already permitted participants to use that bypass lane to bypass the shacks to end some of those lines.
The new bypass lane is approximately 300 feet in length, 15 feet in width, and is only intended to be used for traffic during the fishery from July 10th through the 31st annually. Eubank discusses the project.
We're going to construct from the first entrance into the Little League until the second entrance, about 15 feet off of the current curb over. We're going to cut in another road to create this bypass lane. Once they hit that second X entrance, they'll be just directed with conage around the rest through the rest of the way through Little League parking to get past our shacks. So it's just us trying to create a new way to limit some of those lines and make sure it's still safe down there. It should create, honestly, a little bit more parking in the Little League area during non-personal use fisheries. With the construction of that road, it'll widen the parking in that area a little bit too, so I think it'll be beneficial in that way as well.
Work is anticipated to be completed prior to the start of the fishery and expected to cost less than $50,000, with any remaining funds being returned to be used toward other personal use fishery-related projects. The completion of this project is expected to improve the user experience for the fishery by reducing wait times and will assist the city by limiting the need for the police department to manage traffic overflow backing up onto the spur highway. Soldotna police responded to a multiple vehicle collision on the Sterling Highway at 47th Street near the Soldotna Y on May 24th at around 8:10 p.m. Gregory Parrish, 33, of Soldotna, was driving southbound on the Sterling Highway at a high rate of speed and rear-ended another vehicle in front of him, causing the vehicle to lose control. This vehicle entered the Kenai River Auto parking lot, where it struck a parked SUV and then rolled onto its side. After striking the first vehicle, Parrish's vehicle veered all the way across the highway and entered the Kendall Dodge parking lot, where it struck two new parked vehicles before impacting a light pole. Parrish was arrested for assault in the third degree and driving on the influence of alcohol and taken to Wildwood with no bail. There were minor injuries reported. The Department of Transportation has issued weight restrictions as stated as a percentage of legal allowable weight and shall be applied to the maximum axle loading. The central region boundaries extend from Homer on the Sterling Highway and Seward on the Seward Highway to milepost 118 on the Glen Highway and milepost 163 on the Parks Highway. The Dillingham and Bethel Road systems are also included within the central region. Effective Thursday, June 1st, 2023 at 8 a.m., the following roads are restricted to 100% of legal axle load, no overloads: the Seward Highway and Milepost 37, Seward to the Sterling Y, to Milepost 75, Ingram Creek Bridge. The following roads are restricted to 85% of the legal axle load, with 100% of legal axle loads allowed on the drive axles of approved long combination vehicles or 90 foot or more, with at least two trailers on the following roads, no overloads unless otherwise indicated: Bridge Access Road in Kenai and Kalifornsky Beach Road, Soldotna, Kenai, and Kasilof. The following roads are restricted to 50% of legal axle load: Skelak Lake Road and Sterling. Additional restrictions or modifications will be imposed as necessary. For more information on weight restrictions and details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. For more news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit our website at RadioKenai.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.